Cruise GPS episode 26. Thank you for listening to Cruise GPS. This is Marco, your podcast cruise consultant, here with a quick tip right after this message to make sure that your cruise is fantastic.
Thank you for tuning into Cruise GPS, powered by ProCruisePlanners.com. If you're ready for a fantastic voyage, call Pro Cruise Planners at 405-757-7757. ProCruisePlanners.com is an independently owned franchise of Cruise Planners American Express Travel.
Thank you for joining me today for a few tips on cruising. And today, just want to go over a few of what I would like to call hidden cost of cruising, just things you could, you know, incur charge for, things you may not have been thinking about before you went on that cruise. And so we're just going to hit about 10 of these just to make sure you're aware of them and prepare for it so you have no surprises on that cruise and it's fantastic like it should be. First thing I want to hit is shore excursions. Your excursions definitely is going to be an additional cost. Whatever you do when you end up in Jamaica, Cozumel, Grand Cayman, it's an additional cost. It's pretty obvious, but I just want to make sure you're aware of it and, you know, and plan properly. Now, keep in mind, you can take advantage of doing excursions yourself and booking them yourself, as well as your travel agent can prepare and book these at normally a discounted rate by using the providers that they have on tap that they know are some good providers and will get you back to the ship on time and, you know, make sure they take all precautions to make sure you're safe. So number one, be prepared and understand if you want to, you're going to have to pay for sure excursions. Number two thing is the alternative restaurants that the ships now are starting to have on board. These are, you know, these can run anywhere from $15 to $45 in range, or maybe even higher. But that is something you can take advantage of, you know, have a nice, elegant evening at the steakhouse that's on board or whatever it may be. So make sure on whatever ship you're on, you understand which restaurants are absolutely free and which ones you and your family may want to take advantage of that may be a charge to your onboard account. So make sure you understand that before you walk in the restaurant. Now, the majority on most ships, the majority of them are free. So you're going to, you know, just go eat and have a great time. But make sure you know which ones are not. So, you don't have any surprises. Next thing that's going to be a hidden cost or something you may not have thought about is the alcohol or adult beverages and, you know, sodas on board. Majority of the cruise lines are going to offer you, you know, free juice, orange juice, lemonade, water, things like that. But for soda and adult beverages, there is going to be a cost either per soda or beverage, or you can do a drink package. If you're a person who really likes to have that morning Sprite, then, you know, make sure you get a drink package. And you know, for these packages and for adult beverages as well as, you know, the soda, make sure you check with your travel agent and they can help you navigate those waters and just to make sure you have the most enjoyable trip you can. And again, with no surprises at the end, this is what this is about. I don't want you to be surprised because, you know, you walked on the ship and no one told you this or no one told you that. That's why I'm glad you're here listening today. And that's what this is all about. So, again, be prepared for, you know, if you like a good, you know, adult beverage, be prepared and understand what kind of cost you're going to incur or what kind of package you want to buy. So you don't have to worry about it and you can just have a great time. Number four, for, you know, another cost that you may not think about is for your salon and spa treatments. The cruise lines definitely have great spas on board and there is an additional cost. They're not free, unless you have some type of deal or package, but traditionally they're not free. And so you want to make sure you're prepared for that if you want to take advantage of that. And then also just a real good tip is that if you're going to a port, you're really not worried about rushing off the ship to get to the ship's almost always have a special for port days because the ship is basically empty on port days. And if, you know, they can get a few people to at least take advantage of that special while, you know, in port, You know, it helps them make money and not just, you know, have an empty spa. But then, it gives you the relaxation as well. As keep in mind, if you're trying to relax, it's going to be better to be able to relax all the way through and then get out and the ship is nice and quiet. It really helps, you know, to recharge you and get you ready for when you're off the ship back at work into the real world. So, number four, again, be prepared for your spa and salon. Number five is just onboard activities in general. They have a lot of classes that may be additional fees. Like they may have fitness class or yoga and spin class that may have additional fees. You're going to have things like wine tastings that's additional. Bingo is going to be additional. The casino. So, you know, just kind of think about those little things you may want to take advantage of and be prepared and make sure, you know, you're ready to go and, you know, have what you need to have fun on just the onboard activities that they may have. Now, keep in mind, you don't have to do any of those things and still have a ton of fun. There's so much free fun on a cruise ship that you cannot spend money on onboard activities and still have a blast. Now, number six is going to be laundry. If you, you know, if you need to wash something, you know, normally it's going to be approximately $2.50 to $3.50 to have it washed, you know, and for you or whatnot. Or you can typically use a washer and dryer that they have on board. You may have to buy, you know, of course, the detergent there, or, you know, you may take some small detergent with you or whatnot. But just keep in mind, your options are, of course, wash them on board or just take enough clothes and enough, you know, changes of things so you don't have to wash on board. But definitely keep that in mind that, you know, you're going to have to do one or the other. Number seven is tipping. That is really a hidden cost that a lot of people don't even really pay attention to until the end of the cruise. And it's been charged to your onboard account. And, you know, and it's just kind of sticker shock. So, you know, the cruise lines, they recommend, you know, anywhere from $12 per person per day, all the way maybe up to $15, you know. So definitely, I'm just throwing numbers out there. So check with the cruise lines to find out what the automatic gratuity charge is. And so you're aware of what you're going to be charged at the end of your cruise. And then also, when you buy an alcoholic or an adult beverage on the ship, you're automatically charged a 15%, maybe to 18% gratuity charge each time. It's automatically in there. So if you want to tip additional, then that's fine. But keep in mind, you don't have to, because they've already been tipped when you give them your card. They're charging you automatically. So just keep that in mind also. Now, with your room tips, you know, those tips actually go to take care of, like, your room steward, the waiters, the cabin stewards. I'm sorry, I already said that. The cabin stewards and crew members or whatnot, they distribute those tips, those $12 per day per person, amongst those individuals who, you know, are cleaning your rooms and waiters and whatever. So you can leave it at whatever the cruise line recommends, or you can always go down to customer service and have your tips adjusted to what you think is fair or what you think they've earned or whatever. It's up to you and, you know, how you handle your tipping and your situation. But I just want to make sure that you're aware that if you do nothing, you will be automatically charged for tips, so you don't have a surprise at the end of the cruise, as well as no surprises every time you swipe that card for that adult beverage, you're being tipped. So number eight, you know, another hidden cost that you may not be thinking about is just souvenirs and shopping on board. You know, most times you're definitely going to want to, you know, get that shirt, that Royal Caribbean shirt, and, you know, things like that. So just be prepared, you know, just be prepared for that. You know, that, not anything else you can say about that. You understand. Number nine, you just want to be prepared for the pictures. They're going to take a ton of pictures of you, asking you to pose and, you know, do different things, because of course they know you want those memories. So either you need to make sure that you have a good camera on board on hand to take those pictures, or just be prepared to go look at your pictures after they've printed them all out and have them in the picture area and pay for those. So again, be prepared for that. And the last thing I want to hit on is the internet. If you're a person like me who really, before last cruise or so, I never touched the internet on board. I didn't want any parts of the regular world. You know, the way I cruise is I'll get back to it and figure out what happened in the football game or whatever else I've missed, you know. But if you're a person who, you know, want to stay connected and talk to your family, maybe in Skype or different things like this, or update on Facebook, you're going to have a cost for internet. Also, you know, they're going to have the Wi-Fi packages. And so you need to make sure that you're prepared and understand what that's going to be and maybe plan, you know, in advance to make sure and take care of that cost. So those are just a few of the hidden costs that I wanted to make sure that you understand and know about before you jump on that cruise ship and say they didn't tell me this or I didn't think about that. I thank you today for listening, because now you know about all of these things and you're going to be prepared and have a tremendous trip because of it. Again, thank you for listening today and have a great one. Now that you've heard that tip, head over to procruiseplanners.com and sign up for an exclusive deals email list to make sure that you're getting the best deals possible on all of your future cruises.